The following is a continuation, part two, of the centennial celebration of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakhak Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Navadeep, India.
করতে পারিনি আমি শুধু দেখেছি কি অপূর্ব জিনিস তৈরি হচ্ছে টুডে উই আর ভেরি ফর্চুনেট দ্যাট আওয়ার বিলাভেড আচার্য দেব শ্রী ভক্তি শীল রবীন্দ্রনাথ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ প্রেজেন্টিং আস দিস সেন্টিনারি মেমোরিয়াল হল ইন রিমেম্বারেন্স অফ আওয়ার বিলাভেড শ্রী গুরু মহারাজ শ্রী ভক্তি রক্ষক শ্রী দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ ফর ইউ ক্যান রিমেম্বার ফর এভার নট অনলি দ্য ইন্ডিয়ান পিপুল নট অনলি পিপুল অফ নবদ্বীপ the whole world will come and remember the various glories of our beloved Guru Maharaj. The Guru Maharaj, the glories, but I can say, Maharaj is here, Pujabhad Meri Vaishnavas Siddhanti Maharaj is there, they can sing, I cannot sing his glories, but sometimes we heard, I heard from their mouth, the divine glories of our beloved Guru Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj, in his honest article he wrote about Guru Maharaj, what Guru Maharaj wrote about his Gurudev, about Srila Prabhupada, that ki gahiva prabhu mohima tomar abhita chetan obhita jane tomar mohima jane mukta kun tava jashoda goloka mandali ki gahiva prabhu, what I sing, oh my Lord, what I sing your glories. আবৃত চেতন অভিজ্ঞান মাই কনসিয়াসনেস ইজ কভার্ড বাই ইলুশন মাই কনসিয়াসনেস ইজ কভার্ড বাই ইলুশন আবৃত চেতন অভিজ্ঞ তোমার মহিমা জানে মুক্ত গুণ দোজ ইউ আর লিবারেটেড সোল দে অনলি নো ইউর গ্লোরিস ক্যান বি অনলি নোন দোজ ইউ আর লিবারেটেড অর্ডিনারি পিপল লাইক মাই সেলফ আই ক্যান্ট say the glory, divine glories of our divine master, but only those who are liberated, say your glories. Tomar mohima jane mukta kul tabo jasho gaan goloka mandale, your glories singing in the golaka, tabo jasho gaan goloka mandale. In this way, Guru Maharaj wrote, and I see in one the article of our beloved Acharya Dev about Srila Guru Maharaj, he also mentioned, and I like very much, oh, it's right. Again, he also mentioned another place, Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, mentioning about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tahar Karuna Katha, Madhava Bhajana Pratha, Tulana Nahika Tribhuvane, Tahar Sama Anuna Keho, Dhuriyaye Narodeho, Nahi Dilo Krishna Premathane. Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, saying about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, je tar karuna katha, his glories and his Madhava Bhajana Pratha, his style of the worshipping of Madhava, tulana nahi ka kimone, there is no any comparison in this world. তাহার করুণা কথা মাধব ভজন প্রথা তুলনা নাহি কো ত্রিভুবনে ইন দিস থ্রি ওয়ার্ল্ড দ্যার ইজ মেনি কম্পারিজন হাউ দ্য ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ওয়ার্শিপ দ্য মাধব অ্যান্ড হিজ ডিভাইন গ্লোরি দ্যার ইজ মেনি কম্পারিজন তার সম অন্য দেহ অন্য কেহ ধরিয়া এ নরদেহ নাহি দিল কৃষ্ণ প্রেমধনে Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Swami is given already Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu, but to him he is getting from Bhaktivinoda Thakur so easily and so nice things. So he is thinking, oh, I not get anywhere. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur given me, Tar Sama Annakeo not given to me, Annakeo Doriyaya Naradeo, by taking this human body, Nahi Dilo Krishna Prem, this Krishna Prem. Which Bhaktivinoda Thakur give this world, it is uncomparable. So, in this way, Maharaj, our Acharya Dev also wrote in his article that we also see our Gurudev, he also same, we can glorify our Gurudev in the same way as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Prabhupada. And we know about the real glories that our Gurudev is Abhinna Rupa, Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this sold the world, time of his departure. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, আমাদের গুরু মহারাজের এই স্বরূপকে হ্যাঁ জগতের কাছে প্রকাশ করে গেছেন তার অপ্রকাশের পূর্বে। শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ সেই সময় শুনতে চেয়েছিলেন গুরু মহারাজের মুখ থেকে ছিল রূপ মঞ্জুরি পর সেই মোর সম্পদ এই গানটি। তখন প্রভুপাদের নিজ জল তারা যিনি অতি সুন্দর গাইতে পারেন সুর তালব্য কোনো বৈষ্ণবকে সেটি গাইতে আনয়ন করেন, কিন্তু প্রভুপাদ সেটিকে তাতে সন্তুষ্ট না হয় বললেন না আমি সুর তাল শুনতে চাইনি, আমি শ্রীধর মহারাজের মুখ থেকে এই গানটি রূপ মঞ্জুরি পর সেই মোর সম্পদ আমি শুনতে চেয়েছিলাম। তখন গুরু মহারাজ তিনি সবসময় গুরু মহারাজ নেচেন, তিনি সবসময় একটু পিছিয়ে থাকতেন, এগিয়ে যেতেন না। প্রভুপাদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সত্যি ঠাকুর আর শোন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড হাউ দ্য টাইম দ্য বিফোর ইজ ডিপার্চার ফ্রম দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড হি কল্ড সামারি ও আই ওয়ান্ট টু লিসন দ্য সং দ্য শ্রী রূপ মঞ্জুরি পর সেই মোর সম্পদ আই থিঙ্ক শ্রীধর মহারাজ সিং বাট some of the very nearest associates of Prabhupada, he bought another Vaishnava who can sing very nicely. But Prabhupada shown his unsatisfied to hear that from his mouth. He wanted to hear from Srila Arjuraev, Srila Bhaktirama, Srila Hrithya Goswami Maharaj. And then Guru Maharaj's nature, he always in the back. Guru Maharaj mentioning about his nature to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj one day. শিলেসি ভক্তি আর কিছু পাঠ শিলেসি ভক্তি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ রিকোয়েস্টিং গুরু মহারাজ ও মহারাজ ইউ কাম ইন মায়াপুর ইউ প্লিজ সিট ইন দ্য প্রেসিডেন্ট চেয়ার অ্যান্ড আই শ্যাল ব্রিং অল দ্য জীব টু ইউ অ্যান্ড ইউ শ্যাল মেক দেম দেন গুরু মহারাজ সেড নো আই ডিড নট ওয়ান্ট টু বিকাম এ বিগ পার্সন দ্যাট ইজ নট মাই নেচার আই এম জাস্ট স্যাটিসফাইড হোয়াট এভার আই হ্যাড মাই স্পিরিচুয়াল থিঙ্কিং ইজ মাই লাইফ the conclusion of the scriptures, the advice of the Mahajan to realize them and practice them and discuss them in a very small confidential circle. That is the main goal of my life. In this way, he mentioning, and because Vaishnava Prabhupada, I mean Silesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he always glorifying Guru Maharaj. So it is his nature and Guru Maharaj also not, he want to also glorify Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Now you are the Vesha. Vesudev, in this Kali Yuga, you distributing the nectar of all the whole world. And we also hearing that Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he saying, no, you are my Shishya Guru. In this way, they are so intimate. You all know this, but Maharaj told you, remember the glorious divine pastimes of our Gurudev. So I am trying, I don't know anything, but I am very happy that you all coming so far to glorify our Gurudev for this is centenary celebration. So I am feeling very fortunate and so I am begging mercy from all the Vaishnava to give me mercy that I can worship my Gurudev, the Vaishnava. Bhagavan, this is my desire, please you be merciful. I am giving my abhinanda again and again to the Vaishnavas, Vancha Kalpa Krishna Shikita.
Oh, Giri Maharaj, you can glorify Guru Maharaj, you know, well than us. Then we please give the mercy of your holiness to all the audience. Because Giri Maharaj comes from New Year, he is our in church in New Year. New Jersey and that town there is a tribe and he is preaching very nicely and he is very strong preacher and not compromising with any alloy, always very straight and very pure way he is preaching conception of the Srila Guru Maharaj and he is very affectionate with us. Especially his mercy upon my head always bestowing and I am feeling very fortunate for that and he mercifully comes this time and you know him very well than me, then I am requesting Maharaj this day he will give his mercy to you all and also myself. The Guru Maharaj is glory, and what he is preaching very perfectly, he has got much austerity for that preaching on Guru Maharaj's conception. Actually, he has got first from Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is disciple of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj both. Then he is doubly enlightened and powerful, and we will get much mercy from him.
Govinda Maharaj, he has given me heavy burden here, saying so many things which he is saying out of the goodness of his heart. They don't really apply to me, but he is very merciful, and so he is saying so many things. And he has also spoken so many wonderful things, and Shripad Sagar Maharaj and other respected Vaishnavas, Tirtha Maharaj. So for me to say something after that is also doubly, maybe triply difficult. What they have said is what I want to say, but something else also came to my mind by the mercy of Guru Gauranga. Before coming here, I visited our London Math, which is a very favorite Math of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. And the devotees asked me to speak something and to read. And what was selected, they were reading from The Golden Volcano of Divine Love, one of Sridhar Maharaj's books. And the verse that came immediately, that said, Sridhar Maharaj was saying, Srimati Radharani said, and then the verse, Priyaksoyam Krishna Sahachari Kuru Chaitra Militas Tatahang Saratha Uvayo Sangamasukam Tatyapyam Ta Kilan Madhura Murali Panchamal Jushe Manome Kalindi Kulina Vipanaya Sprihayati. And I'm reminded of that today for this reason, that so many verses there are, famous verses known to us, describing the nature of a Vaishnava, the position of a guru, the qualifications of a guru, what he is. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamaneta karichit. Many verses like this. Rupa Goswami, in the beginning of Upadeshamita, gives one verse, Vacho vegan, manasa krodha vegan, Jiva Vegan, Dura Pasta Vegan, Etan Vegan, Yogi Shaheta Dira, Saravam Apimam, Priti Vim, Sisisha. And later, in part of another verse, Sushushaya, Bhajanam, Vigam, Ananyam, Sushushaya, Indari Shunya, Vridam, Indari Shunya, Vridam, Vipsita, Sangalabdhya. Yes, thank you, Maharaj. Here describing the heart of a Vaishnava, that he has no propensity to criticize others. And that if we come in touch with such a Vaishnava, then we should associate with him and we should give our service to him. And so like this are many verses describing the glories of the Acharya. And I'm thinking, but it doesn't quite fit what I am thinking about Srila Guru Maharaj, what I like to say about Srila Guru Maharaj. And what has come to my mind was helped by this verse, Priyaksoyam Krishna. Because this verse was composed by Srila Rupa Goswami, as so many verses in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Padyavali, Upadeshamrita, so many Shastra. But this verse came from hearing the singing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Sankirtan procession in front of the heart of Lord Jagannath. And Rupa Goswami wrote this verse and he put it in the hut, the roof of his, thatched roof of his cottage where he was living. And Mahaprabhu discovered that verse there, and I think he was accompanied by Swarup Damodar. And seeing this verse, he read it, and his heart was so moved by that. And he looked to Swarup Damodar, and he asked him, how is it possible that Rupa Goswami has understood my mind? That so many devotees, big devotees of Mahaprabhu, are in that kirtan, in that sangha, and in the festival of celebrating the Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. But Rupa Goswami, he understood what is the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that verse has come to us, been revealed to us, and the meaning and the understanding of that. So I am thinking, what is Srila Guru Maharaj, that he is in this category of Vaishnava? One acharya in our line, Srila Madhavendra Puri, who is credited with inaugurating the conception of Vipralamba Seva. That some, through our Gaudiya Vaishnava line, there has been a high conception of Krishna consciousness presented by so many great acharyas. But still, every once in a while, some acharya reveals something of a very special characteristic, very special nature, and becomes known as in a very great way, like Srila Madhavendra Puri, like Srila Rupa Goswami. And like them, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has revealed so many things about the characteristics of Gaudiya Siddhanta, coming with from especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. So what I am thinking is, this is such a rare thing, as it is so rare that someone like Rupa Goswami will understand the heart and mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, we have been blessed with that connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, who is so similar to Sri Rupa Goswami in that respect, that the very mind and desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other his exalted followers like Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami, what they conceived of Krishna consciousness, that was known by Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivata Churadeva Goswami Maharaj. And by association, by his association, and by some opportunity to render some small service to him, we have also been blessed with hearing these things, which are not easily gotten within these three worlds. What to speak of in this Kali Yuga, in this time that we are living in at present. It is so remarkable that we cannot give proper description. Only by comparing with Rupa Goswami, with Ramananda Roy, with other great associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only by that comparison do I think we can properly give some understanding of the position of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura Goswami Maharaj. So I ask for the blessings of all of you, and Srila Govinda Maharaj, I know he is always giving his blessings for that. I'm very grateful, and I cannot say any more than this. Hare Krishna.
হ্যাঁ, আমাদের ডেস্টিনেশন, ইট ওয়াজ আওয়ার ডেস্টিনেশন আপ টু কন্যাকুমারি টু হিমালয়, বাট নাও আওয়ার ডেস্টিনেশন ইজ সো ফার গোয়িং, হ্যাঁ, ফ্রম ব্রাজিল টু রাশিয়া অ্যান্ড অল ওভার দি ওয়ার্ল্ড আওয়ার টিচিং ফিল্ড, অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ইজ মেক্সিকো, গুয়াদালাহারা এটসেট্রা, আমেরিকা, ইউকাতান, অ্যান্ড অলসো আদার সেন্টার. Devotees, they are giving much respect to our Sripad Bhakti Kusumhasram Maharaj, who is our in charge of Mexico mainly, but he is helping our whole center in America and South America. That Ashram Maharaj mercifully come here, and he is very authentically what he is doing, that is very perfectly doing. If he wants to see his preaching style, he will be stunned to see that Here is many photos we displayed here, his preaching style, and it is miracle for me. And he is very merciful and sweet nature, living in Mexico and making that big awesome in Merida. Yes, Maharaj, Yucatan, Merida. Also, there is Curitiba, no? Curitiba?
Brazil.
And our Sajjan Maharaj living? There is so many devotees, and his preaching style is princess style. When he is preaching, when I went to Mexico, they are in a big preaching hall. Everybody with full prasadam and one headphone, and also television screen, big screen there. And from Mexican, Adivasi, rural area, they come to give us the honor, and also government sent dancers for our honor by the grace of Maharaj. When Maharaj's prestige is there, so high prestige, we have seen. Mercifully come here and bestowing his mercy upon you, and he can preach properly and very authentically. If you will hear from him some glorification of our Guru Maharaj, you heard it before also, but now it is opportunity come again to hear from his lotus mouth. And I am praying to him, Maharaj, bestow his mercy upon us.
Extremely is carrying on these qualities which were preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means Trinara Pisumi Chinata Rora Pisa Pisuna Amanina Manadena Kirkanila Sarapa. His position is very special, as we will understand as soon as we come here, as soon as we arrive under the shelter of Srila Guru Maharaj. We are going to understand his exalted position, but still he's very kind and he always encourages us with all his enthusiasm. And he does this because he really wants to serve his Guru there. This centennial festival and event, we are commemorating the 100 years since the appearance of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Deva Goswami Maharaj. And devotees like myself and some other Western devotees, we have come just in the last part of his life, mostly to receive wealth, that fortune, that grace was dispensated, was given in Mahaprabhu's time, without taking the consideration if one is fit or unfit. That's why they worship him like that, Prabhu is Namo Mahabharaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Goya Krishna Maha. He is very magnanimous because when he came to give the most precious law to all, he didn't consider, oh, this is fit, or this is fallen, this is unfit, this is no. And not just him, but he came also with so many of his associates. So in the same way, we have just come to see the last part of the pastimes, of the manifest pastimes of Srila Guru Maharaj. And we arrived here and we were protected, we were sheltered under his guidance. And his guidance and his protection meant very much for our beginning. We are trying to practice what is devotion. But really, when we came here, we were just rescued from the material world, but by the fourth place Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He went to the West Nam with very broad coat and so much sacrifice, no? With his hankering to satisfy his own Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He went to the West and satisfied, no? His divine master by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So we came here, and after a few years we had this immense, no? Countless opportunity to come to the shelter of such devotee of the Lord, such Vaishnava, no? Like Srila Bhakti Vaishnava Siddha Rura Goswami Maharaj. And in his association, we really could not understand many things about himself. I still, at least not in the present, I know very little. I didn't have the opportunity to perhaps relate with him, as some other fortunate of my great brothers who really had that opportunity. But some of the messages of this man, especially, all of you know, we are here under the auspiciousness, under the grace and the shelter of Srila Bhaktisundara Govinda Maharaj. He had a whole life, of association with him, with his holy and excellent spiritual master. And just as him, some of his god brothers, like you have heard, Sripad Aranya Maharaj and Hari Charan Seva Niketan Prabhu, and some of these guests which are right now with us, like Maharaj, they had so much association with him. They really knew, when we come and practice properly what it is called devotion, then we have different things at our hand. Like, let's say we have Sadhu Guru and Shastra. We came by associating with the Shastras, with the realizations given by the holy men, by those who are devotees of the highest order. Those, they have put their sentiment, they have put their devotion in writing words, so that we can benefit, that we can have at least an idea of what is that very high plane, very supreme plane of devotion, of dedication, the land of dedication. And also, we have, by our good fortune, we have got this immense opportunity to associate with devotees, like Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Just our brothers previously, they have talked about the excellent position of him. He is not just someone which is glorified by the senior section. No, if we want to glorify our Gurudev, of course anyone will do. And we'll say the Gurudev is the topmost personality in the world. But if we come a little bit aside from that and we take our stand from the Tatastha Vishar, from a position, neutral position, then of course we will also understand that there are some differentiation. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj has that kind of personality to have got, to God, much recognition from devotees of equality like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of the stalwarts in the whole Sampradaya, coming down in the line of Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatana Goswamis, the personal associate of Srila Mahaprabhu. So he got some credentials from his Gurudev, from that high personality. And also we saw, we heard that Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, gave so much recognition to him. And so many of his god brothers lived very proudly in their lives, following his advices. What he teach, what he instruct them. He took those advices and they very proudly followed and were very proud of their lives. And in that way, they thought, oh, I have got so much fortune in myself. Then in the last part of his life, we all came here. But if we really want to understand that great devotee, Vaishnava Acharya, then we will come to the shelter of devotees of his successor and disciple, Srila Bhaktisundara Govinda Maharaj, with which, not taking in consideration who we are or who I am, without taking consideration if I am fallen, if I have still so much loss and envy and defects in my life, now he's still extending his helping hand, his grace. And that is because so many are already being inspired by the teachings of Sridhar Maharaj.
And as more books are printed and produced, so many more around the world will come and see by themselves how nice, how fine, how delicate and dignified thought he expressed about devotion. So it is easy then to know, to understand, that many devotees around the world will come and be satisfied, identifying themselves with the teachings of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, with his precepts, with his particular way to present this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. But in Srila Govinda Maharaj we can see one special, one distinct quality, that he is not taking Guru Maharaj just for his satisfaction. He's showing us how to serve him. He's showing us how at every moment, with every single word and action of his life, with every single thought of his mind, he wants not to serve without any pride, no? Without any pratista. He wants to serve, whole self, his divine master. And we heard from Srila Guru Maharaj those words, no? That advice. That when we come to Krishna consciousness, generally we come to see what Krishna can do for us. But then Guru Maharaj expressed us that we should also think that we have come here to understand that I have come to serve, you know, that object of our love, that object of our aspiration. I have come here to serve and to forget about the other things. So Govinda Maharaj is doing that. And in his, with his association and the association of his intimate followers and God brothers, we are learning a little bit more every day about the glories of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, about his astounding life, his exemplary model of devotion that he lived. We are learning, no? Day by day. This last part of the time we have with us, I would just like to say some words in Spanish, because we have some devotees here which speak Spanish, and perhaps they have not been able, no, to understand all these topics, all this glorification today that the Centennial Hall, Memorial Hall de la Bruma has been opened. Entonces, para los devotos de habla hispana, yo quisiera nada más comentarles algunas cosas. Como ustedes vieron, se abrió este hall que ha sido construido por su divina gracia Srila Bhaktisundara Govinda Maharaj para la glorificación. Y en sus palabras Srila Govinda Maharaj expuso que en este hall los devotos de todas partes del mundo van a poder venir y apreciar un poco más a esta joya, a este devoto tan excepcional, que es precisamente Srila Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhara Deva Goswami Maharaj. Todos nuestros diferentes hermanos a su debido tiempo hablaron y expresaron las cualidades de Srila Guru Maharaj, como es una persona que ha sido reconocida ampliamente por personalidades muy calificadas en nuestra asociación discipular, como por ejemplo Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, quien dijo en una ocasión que Bhakti escribió un poema. En una de sus composiciones, Srila Sridhara Maharaj, cuando se la presentó, cuando Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur vio este poema, él expresó que este verso ha sido expresado por Bhaktivinoda Thakur y ha sido escrito por la pluma de Srila Sridhara Maharaj. El propio Bhaktivinoda Thakur expuso este pensamiento a través de la persona de Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Y así también, ¿no?, nuestros hermanos explicaron cómo es que Bhaktivedanta Swami, ¿no?, quien tuvo tanto éxito, quien fue empoderado por el propio Señor para ir a Occidente y difundir las glorias de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cómo es que él también había reconocido a Sridhara Maharaj como un amigo suyo en su vida, pero también como un guía, ¿no?, como su propio Siksha Guru, como su propio maestro espiritual. Y fue en los últimos años de su carrera, de su prédica, que él deseó que los devotos que estaban acercándose a él mediante su campaña de prédica alrededor del mundo vinieran a refugiarse, vinieran a tomar instrucciones, vinieran a pulirse un poco, ¿no?, en su entendimiento, en su práctica acerca del bhakti, en su entendimiento sobre el Krishna Bhakti y el Krishna Prema, que vinieran y tomaran esta guía de Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Así es que él es una personalidad que fue reconocida por todas las luminarias, ¿no?, contemporáneas en nuestra sucesión discipular. Y nosotros, claro, somos muy afortunados por ahora tener a su sucesor, aquellos devotos que no solamente han vivido con él 5 años o 10 años, sino aquellos devotos que han pasado toda una larga vida en la asociación, mediante el refugio, con el refugio y en el servicio de ese gran devoto Vaishnava. Nuestro aprendizaje, nuestra devoción seguramente se va a madurar, va a crecer muy sólida si podemos tener un poquito esa compañía, si podemos tener un poquito de acceso en el corazón de devotos como Srila Govinda Maharaj y otros devotos honorables que han vivido también una extensa y larga vida aquí en el mar, que son un ejemplo para todos. Si nosotros podemos tener siempre la gracia de ellos, nuestra devoción, nuestro entendimiento acerca de lo que es Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema, seguramente va a ser correcto y vamos a poder crecer de una manera segura y muy feliz, ¿no?, gozosa. Pues mañana entonces vamos a tener la culminación del centenario de su divina gracia. Y yo con esto quiero cerrar, ¿no?, la oportunidad que se me ha dado para hablar algunas palabras en glorificación de su divina gracia. Nos da mucho gusto que los devotos de habla hispana, de los países de Venezuela, como los tenemos actualmente, de Colombia, de Ecuador, de México, que estén aquí, ¿no?, bajo el refugio de Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Maharaj, y que participen, ¿no?, tanto como puedan, en los diferentes servicios y en escuchar, ¿no?, todos estos conceptos acerca de la vida de Bosuna. Hare Krishna, Bancha Karta Tabula Chak, que pasen con la vida.
And we need their holy association to their merciful lecture, but time is very short and it is not possible to give chance to everybody. But in the evening meeting we will organize today, and there we shall hear from them. But now is final touch giving our very dear friend and great devotee of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. Also, he is our missionary in charge in California and America, Brazil, etc. country, especially our head office in America, that is Sokel, California ashram, very big ashram. You will see there, 100 bigas of land there with very nice, beautiful trees and many things. We are coming there, and there is also a bit of many things. Very auspicious water coming always from the ground. That is very nice ashram. And there all the devotees are very organized by his guidance. And he is our, actually, like general in America, and fighting for our mission with illusory environment. Yeah, and he is successfully doing that. That's Shiva Bhakti Pavan Sanatana Maharaj given name. He can rescue all the conditioned souls that like we have power. And for that, I am thinking he will tell last finishing touch he will give. And now, after him, we want to worship Guru Maharaj with some paraphernalia of the TVs. And Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is present here. He is our origin of Sampradaya, actually. From Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, we are all come within one family. He is our captain of Sampradaya. It is my prayer to Sripad Janardhan Maharaj bestow his mercy upon us.
Kurva Vishnu Suburban Gurganara Sishi Sambhushitam Chintya Chintya Assembly of the Vaishnavas, and everyone present there they were perceiving that there was a mystic transmission, that the responsibility of the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, that was given to Srila Guru Maharaj. And why given? Because there is actually the ability, the realization of Srila Guru Maharaj to present that line of Srila Rupa Goswami. He has that substance, and he is of that high position in our line. And if you go anywhere within the Gaudiya Mission, or those who are associated with the Gaudiya Mission, also those who are even sometimes inimical to the Gaudiya Mission, they can appreciate something of the substance of Srila Guru Maharaj. Even those who were something opposed to the mission of Srila Saraswati Thakur, they came to know of Srila Guru Maharaj. One time, Srila Govinda Maharaj has mentioned that one person was here, and he was not of the persuasion of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Guru Maharaj asked him, Babu, why you are coming here? We know that... Maharaj, to carry on his line, he requested that he would sing Sri Rupa Manjari Para in the assembly of the Vaishnavas, and everyone present there, they were perceiving that there was a mystic transmission, that the responsibility of the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, that was given to Srila Guru Maharaj. And why given? Because there is actually the ability, the realization of Srila Guru Maharaj to present that line of Srila Rupa Goswami. He has that substance, and he is of that high position in our line. And if you go anywhere within the Gaudiya Mission, or those who are associated with the Gaudiya Mission, also those who are even sometimes inimical to the Gaudiya Mission, they can appreciate something of the substance of Srila Guru Maharaj. Even those who were something opposed to the mission of Srila Saraswati Thakur, they came to know of Srila Guru Maharaj. One time, Srila Govinda Maharaj has mentioned that one person was here, and he was not of the persuasion of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Guru Maharaj asked him, Babu, why you are coming here? We know that you are not sharing the convictions of our Guru Maharaj. Why you have come here, and why you are approaching me? He is offering some respect to Guru Maharaj. He said, that is because we see in you that you have uncommon intelligence, great common sense, and disinterested nature. Because of this, we are coming to approach you. And I have personally seen it myself. I have gone to missions where, I'm not going to trace the history of the Gaudiya Mutt, but I know I've gone to missions where they were not of, you know, a like sentiment of Srila Guru Maharaj, and when you say to them, they say, what mud are you coming from? Where are you coming from? And you say, I'm coming from Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and they, mission of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And they say, oh, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was the most highly realized of the disciples of Srila Saraswati. They say like that. I've heard that myself. My point is also in the West that the devotees were being brought in to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and we see in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that it is the position of the Diksha Guru, that the Diksha Guru is giving Sambandha Gyan. He is giving the different identities. Where is the position of the Ram Bhakta? Where is the position of the Krishna Bhakta? Where is the position of, what is the ontological position of the worship of Daruka? What is the position of Mathura? What is the position of the Pandavas? What is ultimately the position of Sri Prajadam and the realization coming? What is the line of Sri Chaitanya? All these different varieties, their placements, that is all given by the Sambandha Guru, and we would expect that realization to be shared and understood by those who have actually had initiation into the Vaishnava line. And that is well and good. But ultimately, our line is that of Siksha. And Guru Maharaj has explained this point, that the actual flow of the teachings is coming through the Siksha. I'm not excluding that the Diksha Guru is giving also Siksha, otherwise why anyone is taking Diksha from him. But still, we see that the realization is coming, and it declares that the Siksha Guru is actually the representative. He's coming, he represents Sri Radha Govinda, and there is presentation like that, that Krishna himself appears in the form of, they will take shelter at Srila Guru Maharaj's feet for the further instruction, for the further formation necessary to advance in Krishna consciousness. And this is where we have this person, some introduction to Krishna consciousness. Says that I was asked to go to England by my spiritual master Srila Saraswati Thakur. I never went, but I am taking this as Srila Saraswati Thakur giving me that possibility to continue with the formation of the preaching of the devotees, the Vaishnavas all over the world. But the inspiration for taking that and the final formation of those persons ultimately coming through the person of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj in his late years took up this responsibility, but only with the condition that it would be Srila Govinda Maharaj who would continue with that responsibility. You can see, it is not a light responsibility. Look at the development of this mat, the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat mat. Why it is developed. It is developing like this, it is growing, and now we see this beautiful centenary memorial hall. It is growing like this because it is the world's capital of the spreading of the Gaudiya Vaishnava mission of Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Others may say differently, but we see it like that. And it is a question of potency, of electricity, of flow. And anybody who holds on to the wire, they will also come to that conviction. Anyway, you see so many beautiful lights, so many things, I am feeling that this mat, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat mat, this memorial hall, it is dissolving in my heart, and I am giving my dandavat pranams again to all the Vaishnavas, that you are very gracious, you have sat here while I'm rambling on like this, but you are all my friends and associates, and I'm happy to be here today to be able to say something in honor of our great Acharya Dev, Srila Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravajakacharya Varya Sri Srila Bhakti Rakak Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai.
Festival. And they are some of the personalities have failed worldwide trade. Anyhow, Diamond went forth today, and what are the days? I have got information, and here are the very dear and very sweet and also very authentic Western Sipat. Trilani Maharaj, Bhaktisar Trilani Maharaj, who is in charge of our Ireland mission and New Zealand mission. And also he went to Australia for preaching this time. And he is helping our mission so much. 6 months he stayed in Calcutta. In Calcutta, our preaching is very poor. That is, we have no manpower. But we have manpower, they are very busily engaged for the service of our mission in Calcutta. Like Srimati Tumara, Srimati Krishna Prabhu, Punananda Prabhu, many, but they are always busy. We have so many more here who have said me not to make so many more. But it is automatically reduced, what shall I do? When I need one more, it is coming two. Always, everywhere, you see, here is Navadvip Dham, here is Srichaitanya Sagar Math, suddenly appear Hapaniya Math. Then here is two Math in Gauramandal, Navadvip Dham. Another in Calcutta, there is our two Math. I want to make one center for the devotees. It is, what do you call it? 300 center, do you call it? They are coming from this source, coming from so far. Then immediate they cannot come to Navadvip, somebody and going to the hotel, and they are not getting nourishment. And for them, I want to make there one, but there is now two. One is Vaikali, and we are about 5 minutes walk from the airport. And another, famous Dhamdham Park. In Vrindavan, there Guru Maharaj said, if you make one only, can do. But now appear two, sure, but three maybe. I don't know what is my fortune. But in Puri, there also we have two pieces of center. One is Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, another is Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Krishna Sangha's devotee's guest house. And this way, our devotee is very few devotees actually. Then preaching chants we have not in Calcutta so much. But mercifully Srimad Chidani Maharaj, Srimad Aditi Nandan Prabhu, Srimad Chidananda Prabhu, etc., they are very much eager to preach. And also other lady devotees, they are also very enthusiastic, like Sunanda Ji. When Kutubaini was here, she also. Many of the devotees, they are very enthusiastically preaching. But Sripati Gandhi Maharaj, he is 6 months staying in Calcutta. We publish so many books, but no one distributor properly we are getting. But he is helping this way. So much preaching and his sweet nature. And you will hear from him in the evening. And now it is not time much. And he also composed one very nice book, authentic book, that is Seeking of the Essence, Seeking Essence. And also Golden Staircase. It is very famous now, and we make Bengali. That is Golden Staircase, Bengali what? Subhadra Sopan. My English is very poor, but you are very merciful, I have no problem. I am telling wrong or right, you can understand my heart. Anyhow, now Sripad Purnananda Brahmachari Prabhu, he is our General Secretary of this mod, and he will worship Guru Maharaj through Panchaya 100 Pradeep. And then with Sankirtan, we shall go after. and the Sankirtan will be you, and we will come down. Then we will go for Arati of Sisri Guru Ramakandra Govinda Sundara. And evening meeting, we will join, and there we will get some chance to glorify Srila Guru Maharaj. I am very shy. See, all the Vaishnavas always telling Govinda Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, but actually I have no power, I am a very unqualified person. Everybody knows I do not know Bengali, do not know English. Some power I am acting as a very big pundit. Anyhow, and I am fallen so much, everybody knows it. It is not necessary to tell, repeatedly. Anyhow, chance comes to worship Sri Guru Maharaj in this centenary memorial hall. Then we will take that chance and chant his glories and Mahamantra. All of that. You are devotees is here. From Mauritius, Europe, Germany, Rome, Hawaii, Ireland, Australia. Madhur Krishnapur was a very qualified Australian devotee. You have seen this book that you will understand, that is called Anupatthuru and others. Anyhow, now time passed, now 12 o'clock. It will take more half an hour. Then I want to finish by your order of Sri Padmanabhananda, that Babaji, Goswami Babaji Maharaj. Jaya, English to Bhat, Srilabhati Lokat Sridhar Goswami Maharaj ki jaya. Jaya, Goswami, Srilabhati Lokat Sridhar Goswami Maharaj ki jaya. Todiyo Shukha Arunha, Kiti Parati ka akna time to Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj is here. Oh, he wants to say that. No, Acharya Maharaj is here. He was very good. Acharya Devotee of Devananda Gaudiya Maharaj. Keshav Maharaj is very dear devotee. I do also like him very much. He is present here, but when he comes here, he is dead, and we are very fortunate for that. Thank you. Now, Udananda Prabhu, you will please come. I am Abhu Maharaj, and I am singing with you all.
Jai Guru Maharaj, Avita Mahamahotsav, Avita Paraji Jai, Jai Sri Radha Kunda, Murakapita, Sri Sohulashtami Jai, Guru Maharaj, all the devotees Jai, Bhajan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Sanaruta.
Swami Sri Narayana, 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 Swami Thank you. Oh, no. Jaga Maa